Today's Shir Maseches Menachos begins three lines from the bottom on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, last word at the end of the line. How could Rav Elazar have said this? In the middle of the Yomid, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rav Zreika says in the name of Rav Elazar that Af B'dam Loi Kidesh. That means that in order to be Mekadesh Dam, that you are Mekabel from a behemoth that was Yishachted, that was slaughtered, the halachi is you must be Mekabel all the Dam that you will need for the Hazor, all the Dam that you will need for the Zrika, for the sprinkling of the blood, you must makabel the entire shear in the kli. And if you makabel only half of it in the kli, that is called kidesh lachatzon, meaning you are makadesh half the dam that you will need, and that is no good. That's what Rav Elazar says. So the Gemara is asking, how can Rav Elazar hold that kidesh lachatzon is no good? Why? For itma, Rav Elazar said, chavite koyen godol. Chavite koyen godol refers to the carbon mincha that was brought daily by the koyen godol. It is mentioned in Parshas Tzav, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Torah says, "Zeh korban Aaron uvanov ashe yakrivu l'Hashem." And the Pasuk discusses there the Korban Mincha that a Kohen must bring on the first day of his Avodah, and likewise it mentions the Korban Mincha that a Kohen Gadol must bring every day, in which it's Machtzisa Ba'Boker, Machtzisa Ba'Arev. Half of the Yisoron, half of the measurement of Solos is brought in the morning, and half of it is brought in the evening. And that is done every single day by the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says the following. The minchas chavitim of a kohen gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Einor kedusha lechatzoyin." You cannot divide the isaron of solas into two different klisharis. All of it must be put in the same klisharis. Rabbi Elazar Amar, but Rabbi Elazar says, "Vitoich shekarvo lechatzoyin kedusha lechatzoyin." Since the hakrova of this korban mincha is divided, meaning half of it is brought in the morning and half of it is brought in the evening, as the pasuk says, therefore you are also allowed to initially, when you put the seilas into a klisharis, you don't have to put all of the seilas into the klisharis at once, but half of the seilas which you'll be using in the morning you can put into one klisharis, and half of the seilas which you'll be using in the erev, in the evening, you can put into another klisharis. Fact the Gemara on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Yemiso Leilef Midam, and if Rabbi Elazar holds that Dam is like Kiddush Lechatzon, as Rabbi Zreika said in his name, in the middle of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, so why then does Rabbi Elazar not learn from Dam that just like Dam is like Kiddush Lechatzon, so too by Minchas Chavitim it should be like Kiddush Lechatzon? Zakti Gemara b'chi tema, and if you want to say Rabbi Elazar milsa mi milsa legama, Rabbi Elazar does not learn two different things, one from each other, meaning he will not learn the halachas of mincha from the halachas of dam. Ivo Amar Rabbi Elazar said, mincha shekamsa b'heicho, a mincha that should be taken in the Azor, and instead the kemitza for this mincha was taken in the heicho. K'sheira d'halach is its kosher. Why? Shekein motzinu b'silik b'zich. Because we find the same thing by the removal of the bezichin. And we mentioned yesterday in the Zayin Amud Beis that the halacha is that the bezichin were the two vessels, the two kelim that contained the levaina that were placed on the shulchan. And the removal of these bezichin is comparable to a kemitza of soles, to taking a kemitza of flour from a korban mincha. And the reason for that is because the Torah refers to the siluk of the bezichin, the removal of the bezichin, as an askara, which is the same lashon that the Torah uses in regards to a korban mincha. Therefore, whatever the halachas are by a korban mincha, so too are the halachas by bezichin, and vice versa. Whatever halachas are by bezichin, we can learn out those same halachas to menachas. And therefore, what does Rabbi Elazar say? That since the siluk of the bezichin, the removal of the bezichin, was done inside the heichal, because inside the heichal was where the shulchan was, therefore, when they removed the bezichin, which is comparable to the kemitz of a mincha that was done in the heichal, so therefore, any other mincha which is done in the heichal, even though lechatchila should be done in the Azorah, but if it's done in the heichal, it's kosh. So that means, you see, that Rabbi Elazar is medama milsa lemilsa. He learns one thing from something else. Zakti Gemara, no. Mincha mi mincha yolef. To learn out the halachas of one mincha from the halachas of a different mincha, even though bezichim is different than flour physically, that you can learn. Of a mincha mi dam lo yolef. But he will not learn mincha from dam, because those are two entirely different things. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds that whatever the halach is by dam, meaning even if he holds it by dam, is like kiddush lechatzoyin, he still is not obligated to learn mincha from that. And by mincha, he could hold kiddush lechatzoyin as he does by the chavitim of a kohen gadol. The last Tosfos in the Zayin Amud Beis asks a very obvious kasha. Now, what is the Gemara asking? That according to Rabbi Elazar, since he holds that by Dam is like Kiddush L'Chatzom, therefore we shall learn out Mincha from Dam, Rabbi Elazar says a Svara why by Mincha you can be Kiddush L'Chatzom. Because he says, Mitoich Shekarbo L'Chatzom, Kiddush L'Chatzom, since the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol was divided half in the morning and half in the evening, that's why you're allowed to make the Makadish half the flour in one Klisharis and half the flour in another Klisharis. But ain't a Chanami, any other thing we could learn from Dam, and Dam Halacha is like Kiddush L'Chatzom. But what is the Gemara asking in Rabbi Elazar that since he holds by Dam like Kiddush L'Chatzom, that should be the Halacha by Mincha? By Mincha, there's a separate Svara. So Taisus says in his last teretz, ain't a Chanami, that what Rabbi Elazar really means is that the Halacha by Mincha, even without the Svara, would be that it's Kiddush L'Chatzom, that you can be Mekadosh in two separate Kelim. Aye, why does he say the Svara Mitoch Shekir V'L'Chatzom is Kiddush L'Chatzom? Because that Svara is a Taina to Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning that Rabbi Yochanan said that even by Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol, the Halacha is like Kiddush L'Chatzom. On that, Rabbi Elazar counted and said to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you don't want to admit by other Menachas and by other things that the Halacha should be Kiddush L'Chatzon, but at least by Mincha of the Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol, which is split anyways into two separate Hakrovas, one in the morning and one in the evening, at least over there you should be mited to me that it should be Kiddush L'Chatzon. But really, Rabbi Elazar himself holds that even without the Svara be Kiddush L'Chatzon. Therefore, the Gemara asks, you Rabbi Elazar hold Kiddush L'Chatzon even without a Svara, but why don't you learn from Dam? Because by Dam you hold like Kiddush L'Chatzon. That's the pshat in the Gemara. How can you tell me according to Belaz he does learn Mincha from Mincha? For Tanya says in a Braiso, Achaloi Pirko Nifris Lachmo. This is referring to the Lechem that was on the Shulchan. And as we mentioned earlier, the halachis of the removal or the placement of the Bezichim on the Shulchan are the same halachis as the placement of the flour in the Klisharis. And the halachas of the removal of the bezichim is the same thing as taking the kmitza from the seiles. So the Gemara says like this, that actually, Pirko, if before you remove the bezichim, meaning if before you made the kmitza nifras lachma, the challahs broke that were on the shulchan, halechem is possible. So the lechem is possible. The ain makter of a bezichin, and you can no longer be makter the bezichin because that is comparable to the seiles being chaser, meaning lacking the amount of seiles before you make the kmitza. Misha Pirko, but once you already removed the bezichin, meaning once the kmitza was already made, nifras lachma, and then the challahs break, so then you are nechsa the shear. Halechem is possible. The lechem can no longer be eaten because it is missing the shear. But umaktir alavas a bezichin, you are allowed to be maktir the bezichin, since they were removed in a situation in which all of the challahs were there, and the challahs were just nifras after they were removed. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said in reference to this braiso, loy pirka mamish. It does not mean that you literally remove the bezichin, elakivan shegiyaz mana lefarik, but as soon as the time came in which the bezichin had to be removed, and Rashi explains that the Seder Ayoim on Shabbos was that the Korban Musaf was brought b'sheish in the sixth hour and the bezichin were removed in the seventh hour. So once the time for the removal of the bezichin came, apal pishalei pirka, even though you really physically did not remove them yet, is kemisha pirka damya. It's as though they were removed. And therefore, if the challahs would be nifras, would break after that zman, you would still be allowed to be marked to the bezichin. How are we allowed to be marked to these bezichin? Why isn't it comparable to a regular mincha in which it was chaser, meaning the flour was missing, kaidun kemitza, in which you're not allowed to do the kemitza? So too over here, if it was nifras lachma, even if it was after the zman, but as long as you did not remove the bezichin yet, it's still comparable to not doing the kemitza, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do it. And by virtue of the fact that we see that there is no comparison, therefore we must assume that according to Rabbi Elazar, mincha mi mincha is lo yalef. Not only do you not learn mincha from Dam, you don't even learn one mincha from another mincha. So Tamar, no. Holy kasha, this is not shver. Mincha loy barir breira kaimis zidei. By a regular mincha, the flour that will be in the kemitza is not yet determined, meaning because the kohen has to first make the kemitza to see which flour will end up being in the kemitza. So therefore, if there is a chaser, meaning if the flour is missing prior to the kemitza, that's not possible. But when it comes to the silik of the bezichim, the removal of the bezichim, which is comparable to kemitzah, this kemitzah is already determined, because only the levain, only the frankincense which is in the bezichim, is going to be removed, and that is already visible right now. So therefore, if the zman has already come, and we can consider it as though the bezichim were already removed, that would be a good kemitzah, even though before they are physically removed, it's nifras lachma, the challah is broken, and it's comparable to being a chaser in the flower. The kibun shegiyas man of the fareg, and once the time for pirik arrives, so the tzilik of the bezichim arrives, command the parkadami, it's as though they were removed, and therefore they can be maktir al gabe a mezbeach, and it is not a chasarin of a mincha shechasra kaidim kemitzah. So continues the Gemara, granted that we are going to say that it is though the kemitzah was already taken once it was Igiyah's man, elameyato, but still now, teve kishirayim shechosu ben kemitzah laktar. Let it at least be like shirayim, in which the flower that is remains in the klisharis after the kemitzah was taken, if that flower is nechsa between the kemitzah and the aktara, that's also no good. So let it be tevik yeshirayim shechotzu ben kemitzah laktara. Let it be like shirayim that are left over after the kemitzah, but before the haktara, the ein maktir and kaimetz aleim, that you are not maktir, it's kaimetz on the mizbeach. So too over here, even though we look at it as though the bezichim were already removed, meaning the kemitzah was already taken, but how are we allowed to be maktir the bezichim on the mizbeach? Because it was nechsa kaidem aktara. Since it's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar can hold like that man the Yomer who holds that shirayim that are chosru, that are missing the flower between the kemitzah, meaning after the kemitzah was taken prior to the aktara, that you are in fact allowed to be makdir kemitz aleim. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar would hold over here so too, that once the zman for the silik bezichim has arrived, therefore we look at it as though the kemitzah was already taken. So even if it is nifras lachma, meaning it is as though it is nechsa to shirayim afterwards, you are still allowed to be makdir those bezichim, because he holds like the man the yomah, shirayim shechosru ben kemitzah laktara is makdir kemitz aleim. Gufa, the Gemara now is going to go back to the memra of the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Elazar about whether or not this kedusha lachatzon by chavite kohen gadol. Chavite kohen gadol, Rabbi Yechon Omar, ain't a kedusha lachatzon. Rabbi Yechon says there is no kedusha lachatzon. That means you must put all of the seiles into the klisharis in the beginning of the day. Rabbi Elazar, mitach shekiv lachatzon, since the kohen was makrib half in the morning and half in the evening, so mitach shekiv lachatzon, kedusha lachatzon, therefore you can also be makadesh half in one kli and the other half in another kli. Omer Rabachas, Rabachas says, my time Rabbi Yechanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Meaning, why does Rabbi Yechanan hold Ein Kedusha Lachatzoyin? Omakro, the Pasuk says, in relation to Chavite Kohen Gadol, Mincha, and then the Pasuk says the word Machtzisa, and the limud is, Hevi Mincha, first bring the Mincha, meaning in its entirety, V'yachakachoytzeyu, and afterwards divide it into parts. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan holds that Loi Kiddush Lachatzoyin. Taisus right here in the Yomid and Divya Maskal, my time, I ask again an obvious kashan shitas Rabbi Yechanan, that why didn't Rabbi Yechanan just learn from Dam? That since Allah by Dam is like Kiddush Lachatzoyim, therefore he should be able to learn Mincha from Dam, that's just like that Dam is like Kiddush Lachatzoyim, so too by Mincha is like Kiddush Lachatzoyim. So Taisus gives two terusim. In his first terus, he says that maybe Rabbi Yechanan had a Kabbalah, that the reason for the Tam was because of the pasuk of Mincha Machtzisa. However, then Taisus gives the second teretz, which is l'shitaso, with the Taisus that we mentioned earlier, that Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yechanan l'shitaso, meaning that even according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, that you do want to learn from Dam, and from Dam you want to say it's like Kiddush Lachatzoyim, that's good for all of the menachas. But since this mincha has an additional svara of mitoch shekiv lachatzoyim kedusha lachatzoyim, therefore at least you should be made over here that it should be kiddush lachatzoyim. And that Rabbi Yechanan says that despite the fact of that svara over here, there's a bazundar alim and a special limit from the pasuk of mincha machtzisa, that first it's heavy mincha v'yachakach choytzeyu. Effect the Gemara Meisivei, the Gemara is a kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because it says in a brisa the following. Chavite kohen gadol, the chavite of a kohen gadol, the hayubayos chatzoyim, they will not be able to be brought in half. Elo, maybe isorin sholim. You must bring a complete isorin, meaning the entire shear of soiles to chaytzeyu, and then you split it. Betanya, and then we learned in a brisa. If the Torah would have said the word mincha machatzis, half of a mincha, I would have thought maybe chatzis isaroin mi beisoy shachris umakriv. He brings half of an isaroin of flour from his house in the morning, and he's makriv that chatzis isaroin mi beisoy avris umakriv. and then he brings half of an isaron of flour from his house in the evening, and he's makriv that. Talmud loyma, so the Torah says machtisa baboiker, to teach us what machtzo mishalim umevi, half from the full share is what he brings. You see clearly from this brisa also that the halacha is that it's ein mekachin, meaning that all the flour must be there to begin with, not like the sheet of Rav Elazar. Sakti Gemara, one word for a teretz, lemitzvah, ein ochanami lechatchila, all the flour must be there to begin with, as we learn from the pasuk in the Torah of Mincha Machtzisa. However, b'di'eved, if you will not bring all the flour together in the morning, but you'll bring half the flour and be makrovit, and then bring the other half of the flour in the evening and be makrovit, that would still be good according to Rabbi Lazar, because of the svarim, itoch shekir v'lechatzoin, kedusha v'lechatzoin. And therefore, it would not be shown Rabbi Lazar from these brises. Amale Rav Gviya mi Beik Sil Rav Ashi. Rav Gviya mi Beik Sil said to Rav Ashi, Ay bo ha chuka ksivba. And that pasha of the Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, it says, Choyk oila am Lashem. And whenever it says chuka, the Shita Mekubet says, then Islam it explains that it's mashma ikuva. Meaning it's not only a mitzvah, but it's mashma that even by the Eved, if you will make Kiddush Lechatzon, it won't be good. Amalei, Rav Ashi told him, Loi nitzvacha elo lavia shalomi beisoi. This, that the Torah says, Chok oilom Hashem, it does not mean that if you mekadosh the chatzon, it's no good b'di'eved, it's likuva. It means to say that initially, when the kohen brings the seilas from his house in the morning, that he must bring it completely shalom then. But afterwards, he is allowed b'di'eved to be mekadosh the chatzon. Fekti Gemara, Umi an Rabbi Yechanan Hachi. How could Rabbi Yechanan hold that halacha is by Minchas Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol that it's loy kidesh lechatzoin? But itmar, we have a smemro, hifrish chatzi chisorin v'daito lehoisif. If somebody brings a carbon minch, he's mafrish half of a chisorin. But it's daito lehoisif, meaning he only puts in half of the shear, but his kavona is shortly to add on the rest of the shear. Rav Amar Rav says, ain't no kodesh, halach is it's not kodesh. Why? Because ain't kiddush lechatzon. Rabbi Yechanan Amar kodesh, Rabbi Yechanan holds kodesh, the yemisa. And if Rabbi Yechanan holds that halach is it ain't kiddush lechatzon, so leilef mechavitim, why does he learn from chavitim? That just like by chavitim, he holds ain't no kodesh lechatzon. Over here also, we should hold ain't no kodesh lechatzon. V'chi teima zakti gemar Rabbi Yechanan milsa mi milsa leyolot. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yechanan does not learn out one thing from the other unless they are exactly similar, therefore he's not going to learn out regular menachos from chavitin. I v'om Rabbi Yechanan said, shalomim sheshochtan behechel, a carbon shalomim, which the halacha is it should be slaughtered, it should be, the shechita should be done to it in the azara. So if you do it in the heichel inside, it's still kshirim. Why dechsiv? Veshochtu pesach oil mayit. You shall shecht it pesach by the door of the oil mayit. Which means that the Azara was considered as only a Pesach, a doorway into the Oil Maid. Meaning that the Oil Maid was definitely the Iker vis-a-vis the Azara. So if the halacha is that you can shech something in the Azara, then you can definitely do it inside the Eichel. Why? Inside the Oil Maid. Shaloyeh Tafel, that the Tafel, which is the Azara, should not be more Chomer than the Iker, meaning that things can be done there which cannot be done in the Eichel. So too, Rabbi Yechanan should learn that if a minchas chavitin, which was done inside, the halacha is that you cannot make kiddush lechatzon. So too, by regular menachos, the halacha should be ain't kiddush lechatzon. So the Gemara, no, daitoy lahoisef is shiny. That ain't a chanami. Rabbi Yechanan would be medama milsa lamilsa and tell us that you cannot be kiddush lechatzon by regular menachos also. But over here, it's different because daitoy lahoisef is kavona is to be mamali to add on the rest of the yisoren. Why? The Tanya, because you learned in a braisa, Malayin, ain't Malayin el shleimim. This pasuk is in Bamidbar Zayin, by the Kabbonis of the Nesiyim. When they brought the Menachis, the Torah says, Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKadesh, Shnehem Malayim. They should both be full of what? Soilus, of flour. And the Gemara says in this Braisa that, what does that mean? Malayim, that full means Ein Malayim El Shleimim, that it means they must have their entire shear in there to begin with. We'll skip the parentheses. V'yom Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi said, when is this halacha that the entire shear should be there? Amosai, Bizman Shain Daito Lahoisif. That's only if it's Ain Daito Lahoisif. Our Bizman Shain Daito Lahoisif, but when he has Kavona to add on the entire shear later on, Rishain Rishain Kadosh, it becomes Kadosh as you put it in. Meaning, in that situation, there will be kiddush lechatzon. Therefore, even though Rabbi Yechanan holds by chavitim, ain't kiddush lechatzon, and even if Rabbi Yechanan holds that milso mi milso, you are allowed to learn. Nevertheless, over here, it's bazundur achidish, it's a special din, that daitol haisef is shiny, that when a person has an intention to add on, to fill up the rest of the shir immediately in the beginning, then the halacha is that rishon kadosh, and will say yesh kidesh lechatzayin. The Rav bechavitin kamansirli. Rav, who we just mentioned now, argues that Rabbi Yechanan by a regular mincha and holds that even if it's daito lehoisev ezeno kodesh, what does Rav hold benogeya chavitin if you put them into two different klisharis? If Rav holds by like Rabbi Loza that he would hold kidesh lechatzoyim leilef mechavitin, then why doesn't Rav learn shamanochois from chavitin to say that the halacha over here also should be that it is kodesh lechatzon? V'chi teimer Rav milsom imilsom layolv. And if you're going to tell me that the reason why Rav does not learn shar menachos from chavitin is because he holds milsom imilsom layolv, I v'omar Rav. Rav is the one who said that mincha kedusha b'lay shemen. That if a mincha that requires shemen, you put it into the klisharis without shemen, it has its kedusha, and you must add the shemen and be makrovit. Why? Because we do find a mincha that is brought without any shemen at all, namely the lechem aponim, because the only thing that's brought there is just levina, and there is no oil. Beloy levina, let's say a mincha that requires levina, and you bring it without levina, that's also good, meaning you must then add the levina, be mekadesh it. Why? We find by a mincha sesachim that's a mincha that's brought along with the carbon tamid every morning that there is no levina. So therefore we see that Rav is willing to learn milsami milsa, meaning Rav will learn the halachas of a regular mincha from a mincha sesachim. What about b'loy shemen or b'loy levina? What about a mincha that does require shemen and levina and you forgot to bring both the shemen and the levina? That's also good. Why? Shekem atzina b'mincha schote, because we find by mincha schote that's a mincha that someone has to bring when he's obligated to bring a carbon chatzis, and instead he brings a mincha. The halacha is that there is neither shemen or levoina. The only thing that's brought is tzeilus. So what do you see from all of this? That Rav is medama milsa la milsa. So if Rav is medama milsa la milsa, al kochach, what must Rav hold by minchas chavitim? Sakti gemara, al kochach Rav, k'rabi yechanan sirulei. By minchas chavitim, Rav must hold by k'rabi yechanan, that the halacha is like kiddush lechatzayim. And since he holds by minchas chavitim like kiddush lechatzayim, therefore Rav would hold by a regular mincha, so too, if you only brought half the Yisaron, even if it would be Daito Lahosef later on, the halacha would be lo kiddush lechatzayim, just like chavitim. Because we see that Rav is of the opinion that yolif milsa mi milsa. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, we are now going to go back to Rav's statement and explain it in a little more detail. Omar Rav, Rav said, Mincha kedusha b'lay shemen, if you makadish a mincha that requires shemen. Without the shemen, it still has the kedusha and you add the shemen in later on. Why? Shekem atzina b'lechem aponim. Because we find a mincha that has no shemen by the lechem aponim. B'lay levoina, mincha that requires levoina, that you forget to put in the levoina, you also must be makadish it later on with the levoina. Shekem atzina b'lechem. Because there is a mincha that exists that has no levina, namely the mincha sesachim, which is brought with the carbon tamid. B'loy shemen or b'loy levina, if you forget both the shemen and the levina, you still have to be mekadesh it later on. Why? Shekem atzina b'mincha schote, because we know a mincha schote has neither shemen nor levina. The shemen ulevina, kachay high b'loy high, v'high b'loy high. Shemen ulevina means that, let's say, in a mincha you forgot the seilas and the levina and all you had was a shemen. Or let's say in a mincha you forgot the shemen and the seilas and all you had was the levina, still kachay high b'loy high, v'high b'loy high. The shemen alone would become kaddish and you'd add the other ingredients to it later on. Likewise, the levina would become kaddish and you have to add the other ingredients to it later on. How do we know this? Shemen, shekem atzina b'lug shemen shomet zayra. Because there is an incident where we are mekadesh the lug shemen, meaning we are mekadesh the shemen by itself, which is a lug shemen by the carbon of a metzayra. Shekem levina, what about levina? Shekem atzina b'levina habor b'bezichin. Because the levina that goes into the bezichin, which is placed on the shulchan, again is also alone. Rashi asks the kasha, it's not really true. The levina in that instance is not alone because you do have the lechem upon him. You have the lechem that's on the shulchan, to which Rashi answers no. Because the only rye we want to bring is that the bezichin, meaning that kli, which contained the levina, contained nothing else. So that means we do see that it is possible to have a kli, which is only mekadesh Kaddish Levoina. Therefore, if by mistake a Karban Mincha which needed Silas, Shemen, and Levoina, and you only put in the Levoina, that Levoina would be Kaddish, and therefore you'd have to add the other ingredients to it later on. Continues the Gemara. For Rabbi Chanina Amar, but Rabbi Chanina says we are now on the top of the Ches Amid Beis. Loizu kedusha b'loizu, b'loizu kedusha b'loizu. That nothing can become kadosh without its added ingredients. Meaning Rashi says all menachos which need shemen and levaina, the kli shoreis which you place the ingredients into, will not be mekadosh them unless you put all three ingredients that are required in together. Meaning, if a Karban Mincha needs Shemen, Levoina, and Silas, and you only put one of the three things into the Klisharis, the halacha will be that nothing is Mekudish because you are lacking all three ingredients. The Shita Mekubetzes and Ois Aleph has an interesting kasha on the Shita of Rabbi Chanina, because we mentioned before, earlier in yesterday's shir in the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amid Beis, that the Maskonis HaGemara was that you are allowed to make a Kamitza from a Klishar Gabi Karka. How do we know that halacha? Because we learn from the Siluk Bezichim, which were done from the Shulchan, while it remained on the Karka. So the Shita Mekubetzes wants to know that according to Abchanina, that says, we do not learn anything from all the other Menachas, meaning that every Mincha must have all three ingredients, because we are not going to be a Dama Milsa, the Milsa. So then how are we going to know the Halacha, that you are allowed to make a Kamitza from a Kli, Shagavi Karka? So the first third of the Shita Mekubetzes answers is Zayin Chanami, that according to Rabbi Chanina, he will not hold like the Maskon of the Gemara of Zayin Amid Beis, and he will hold that a Kamitza must be done from a Kli, Shaloy Agavi Karka. Even though the Lechem Aponim itself, when you made the Siluk Bezichim, you didn't lift up the Shulchan, that makes no difference, because we're not going to learn anything else from the Lechem Aponim. But Taisus offers a second explanation and says that as far as the halacha of making a kemitza from a kli shagave karka, since it was possible to lift up the shulchan, but they didn't, so therefore we may learn that halacha from the lechem aponim to tell us that you can make a kemitza from a kli shagave karka. But as far as learning from the lechem aponim that the halacha is that if you forget the shemen and you only make the levoina, that that's all right, because we can learn that from the siluk pazichim of the lechem aponim, which were only made of levoina, he says that's no riot. Why? Because that's a double shi'i efshir, meaning that since the lechem aponim required only the vayna, and you were not allowed to bring shemen, so to learn from a situation of e efshir, meaning a situation where it's impossible to bring shemen, to a situation where you have to bring shemen, that would be called ein don an efshir mishi'i efshir. But vis-a-vis the halacha of raising the shulchan, since you could in fact raise the shulchan, if that would be the halacha by the lechem aponim, and vibald, meaning since we see you do not have to, so therefore we may learn from the lechem aponim that a kemitza can be done from a kli shemunach al gabei karka. As far as Rav Shita is concerned, in the Sefer Chedushei Basra, he asks Akasha, that why does Rav have to say that if you have a mincha that you will makadish without shemen, that you learn from the lechem aponim? If there's no levoina, that you learn from minchas nesochim. And if there's no shemen and no levoina, that you learn from minchas chote. He asks the Chedushei Basra, why don't we learn everything from minchas chote? Whether there's just no shemen, whether there's just no levoina, whether there's both no shemen and levoina, everything would be included in minchas chote, meaning all situations would be good. And we could have one simple limud. So the Chedushei Basra wants to offer a Mechudish to Keteretz, and he wants to say that Nahavamina, there was a tzad to think that there are two Mine Menachas, meaning there are two categories of Menachas. There are those Menachas that have Shemen and have Levoina. And then there's a Minchas Chote, which has a special din not to have Shemen and Levoina, that will be called a Mincha She'ena Mehudara, meaning some Menachas, or most Menachas, are Mehudaras, meaning that they have Shemen and Levoina, but a Minchas Chote has neither Shemen and Levoina. And that will be considered a different Min entirely, and therefore nothing could be learned from it. So what did Rav say? Rav said that a mincha that you were mekadesh without shemen. So the Chedushei Basra wants to offer a mechudesh shekateres and say that there was a havamina to assume that there are two types of menachas, two mini menachas. One would be called a mincha muhudara, meaning a mincha that has shemen levoina, and one would be called a mincha deina muhudara. And a mincha schote would be considered a mincha deina muhudara, meaning that you're not allowed to have shemen, you're not allowed to have levoina. And since there's a poda that it should not have either shemen or levoina, that would be the type of mincha you wouldn't be able to learn from. So therefore, Rav had to assume that if you have a mincha in which you bring no shemen, but you bring levoina, that has to be learned from the lechem aponim. Vice versa, if you have a mincha that you have shemen, but you have no levoina, that you would have to learn from a minchas nesachim. However, once you see that losing either shemen or levoina would still not bring you down to a minchas chote because the lechem aponim has no shemen and the minchas nesachim has no levoina and they are definitely not considered a minchas chote, therefore we must assume that by virtue of the fact that a minchas chote has no shemen or no levoina, it is not considered a separate category of minachas. It's just a mincha without shemen or levoina. Therefore, once I've determined that I can learn from a mincha of the lechem aponim and the mincha of nesachim, and by virtue of the fact that they are lacking in having both shemen and levoina, they are not considered a separate min, so too a mincha skolte is not considered a separate min. I was just wondering that perhaps you could say in a simpler oifen that the reason why Rob chose to learn from lechem aponim and from the minchas nesachim and did not go immediately to minchas chote is because he wanted every situation to be exact. Meaning, Rob said, what about if you have a mincha which requires shemen and levoina and you forgot the shemen? He says, that's good because there is a mincha that has exactly that. Meaning there's a mincha that has exactly only levoina, no shemen, namely the lechem aponim. What happens if there's a mincha that needs shemen and levoina and you forgot the levoina and you only have the shemen? He says that you'll come in from minchas nesachim because that's exactly the same situation of a mincha that has only shemen and has no levoina. What happens if you forgot both the shemen and the levoina? Then you'll learn from minchas chote because that's a mincha that has exactly the same situation, meaning it has neither shemen nor levoina. Continues the Gemara now weiter on the second line of the Amud Beis. Olevchanina isaren loma nimshach. The Gemara asks a very interesting kasha. According to Rav Chanina, we say that you cannot have a mincha unless you put all three ingredients together into the klisharis. So in Cain, why was there a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash that held exactly a isorin? Meaning an isorin is the amount of solus that is needed for a korban mincha. So lama nimshach, why would they ever makadesh? Why did they ever anoint such a klisharis? Since we'll never only have the flour alone, because all three ingredients must be mixed in together. There's no point in having a klisharis which can only hold an asorin's worth of flour without the shemen or levoina. Take out the words in the parentheses. Zokta Gemara leminchas chote. I need it for the situation of a minchas chote in which I had to measure exactly the asorin of solus because that's all I used in that mincha. Ask the Gemara according to Rav Chanina, the lug lama nimshach. What do I need a vessel that contains only a lug? Again, for the same reason, because all the ingredients of a mincha were always mixed together, and therefore there was never a need to measure a lug separately. Says the Gemara, the lug shal metzaira. I needed to measure the lug of metzaira, which was done independently of any other ingredients. Even Shmuel holds like Rav, that means that he holds a klisharis kim in Mekadosh Shailos by itself, even though it really needs Shem. To Tanan, because it says in a Mishnah, Kli halach, Mekadosh is halach. Kalim that were used for liquid measurements, a Mekadosh, liquid measurements in the Beis HaMikdash. Umid is a Yavesh, Mekadosh is a Yavesh. And those used for dry measurements were Mekadosh dry measurements. Ve'ein ha'kli lach mekachin is a yavesh, and those used for liquid measurements, such as the hin, are not going to be mekadesh a yavesh for any sort. Below me is a yavesh, mekachin is a lach, and likewise me is a yavesh, and not going to be mekadesh a lach. Yom ha'shmul and shmul said, loishno elamidus, that's only referring to kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, which we use for measuring. Avol mizrakos, but kalim that we use to be mekabel the dam. Mikacha is a yovesh. They can be mikadish a yovesh even though they are made for liquid, but since they are not made to measure the liquid, but they're made to be makabal the liquid, then they can be mikadish a yovesh. Shenemar, what's the raya? Because it says in the Pasik, Shneem Malayim, Silas Balula Bashem Alamincha. They will both be full of silas of flour, Balula which is mixed, Bashem Alamincha. Which what we see from here. Now what kalim are we talking about? The Pasuk says over there we are talking about a mizrak. And a mizrak is used for the dam. And nevertheless, even though the mizrak is used for the dam, it will still be able to be mekadesh the silas. So we see from here that kalim, which are used for liquid, they can be mekadesh the yavesh. And likewise, we see that not only can they be Mekadosh Yavesh, but they can be Mekadosh Yavesh even when the Yavesh does not have all the ingredients it requires, namely in this situation, even though it has the Soilus without the Shemen, the Mizra can still be Mekadosh. Amalei Ravacha Midifti L'Ravina, Ravachi Midifti said to Ravina, What do you mean that in that situation that Yavesh, Mincha, Lachahi, the Mincha is not dry, but it's wet? Why? Because the Pasuk says explicitly that it's Bulu Hashem and that the flour is mixed with oil. Amala, he said, Nitzricha Elul Yaveshabo. What is the pshat in the limud from Shmuel? He means Elul Yaveshabo. The Rashi explains when you took this Mincha and you mixed the flour with the Silas, it is impossible that there isn't a small amount of flour that did not end up touching the shemen. And nevertheless, even though there is some flour which is dry, it's still going to be miskadesh in the mizrach. And says Rashi, just like that little bit of flour which is dry will be miskadesh in the mizrach, so too it's mistaver that if a lot of silas would be dry, it would also end up being miskadesh in the mizrach. So therefore you see that Shmuel would agree with Rav that even if you don't have all the ingredients, you can still be miskadesh the silas alone. Shita Megubeta says to take out the next four lines in the parentheses, and we'll go down to the Viboyasema. Sakti Gemara Viboyasema, another pshat of the proof that Shmuel holds like Rav is, because Mincha Lagabe Dam Ki Yavesh Damya, that a Mincha, meaning a mixture of flour and oil in comparison to blood, is as though it is completely dry, Ki Yavesh Damya, meaning that a Mizrak is a Kli, is a vessel which is made for Dam. And dam is solu, meaning dam is clear, dam is completely liquidy in comparison to this mincha. And therefore, if you can use a vessel which is made for dam, for a mincha which is considered like an isa, which is considered like a dough, and nevertheless will still be makadish, this mazrik will still be makadish it, therefore it can be makadish even yavesha gemura, meaning even if the selus would be alone without any oil in it also, this mizrak could also be makadish it. So therefore we see that Shmuel is in the shita of Rav, that if you only put in the selus and you forget to put in the shemen, or you forget to put in the levaina, it will still end up being miskadesh, and therefore you'd have to end up adding the extra ingredients later on. The Sfasemis points out, interestingly enough, that there is an afkamina lalacha between the two terutzim in Shmuel, because according to the second teretz that Shmuel holds, mincha legabi dam ki yavesh damya, that dam is the only thing that's considered a liquid, but flour mixed with oil is considered as an isa, as a dough, like Rashi says, meaning it's considered like something which is yavesh and dry. Therefore, says the Sfasemis, that according to Shmuel, you would not be able to use kalim that are made for liquid to be mekadesh a mixture of silas and shemen, of flour and oil, because since flour and oil will be considered yavesh, therefore, as the Mishnah says, that you cannot be mekadesh, kli lach cannot be mekadesh as a yavesh. But according to the first teretz, where this distinction does not apply, therefore it could be that a mixture of silas and shemen would in fact be considered lach, and it would be miskadesh in a kli lach. The Yadavid says that from Rashi Divrei Maskil Shneya Maleim Soilus, that Rashi says Ubiminchas Nisom Komishtoi, that this is talking about Minchas Nisom, referring to that Mincha which is brought by the Nisim. So that means that Rashi holds that even though there was no wine, it's still considered a Minchas Nisochim. So he says to be ma'ayin in the Taisus Yontiv Lekamon Perik Tes Mishnah Beis, in which the Taisus Yontiv has a lengthy discussion as to whether or not something which only has shemen and has no yayin, whether it can be classified as a minchas nesocha, mean pouring, a mincha in which it was pouring, or that only applies to a mincha in which yayin was brought. The Taisus Yontiv there points out in Perik Tes Mishnah Beis that the Marshal, the Yamshal Shlema, holds that the only time you can classify a mincha as a minchas nesachim is only if there is yayin. However, the Taisus Yontiv argues and says no, that a minchas nesachim can be classified as such even if there is only shem. And he really brings a raya from the Nusach HaTfilah that we say in all the musafim on the Shalish Regalim, in which we say umin chasam v'nis kehem kim v'dubar shloish yashorim lapor shnei yashorim l'oil v'yisorim l'kevis v'yayin kinisko. In other words, we start off by saying the minchas with the niskehem, and then again we say v'yayin kinisko. So says the Taisus Yontiv, what is the first v'niskehem? He says that is referring to obviously the nisuch which is done with shemen. So therefore we see that shemen, the pouring of shemen, is also considered to be included in the lashon of nisach. However, the Marshal in his Tshuvas in Siman Samach Dalud says, and this is his Lashon, as quoted by the Taisus Yontif, Medalag ani v'niskeyem, I skipped the word v'niskeyem in the Musafim of the Sholosh Regalim. Why? Ki nira b'enai she'to sofer. Because it's nira b'enai, this is the to sofer. Why? Because niskeyem cannot be going on Shemen. Therefore, says the Yad David, that from our Rashi, right here in Menachos, we see a riot to the Tosfos Yontif, that the word Nesachim can include something that is only consisting of Shemen, even though there is no Yayin. Once again, we're going back to explain a statement made by Amora in the beginning of this block. On the top of Daf Ches, Amid Aleph, the Gemara said that Rabbi Loza mentioned Mincha Shekimsa Beheichel, a Mincha in which the Kemitza was done in the Heichel, looks Kshera. Hazak the Gemara now Gufa, Amid Rabbi Loza, Mincha Shekimsa Beheichel, looks Kshera. A Mincha in that you made the Kemitza inside the Heichel, it's kosher, even though the Lechatchila place to make the Kemitza for a Mincha is in the Azorah, meaning in the courtyard before the Heichel. Nevertheless, if you made the Kemitza in the Heichel, it's Kshera. Why? Shekim Asinu B'Silik B'Zichim. Because we find that that is Halacha by Silik B'Zichim, but when one removes the B'Zichim from the Shulchan, which is considered a Kemitza. And that is done inside the Heichel, because that's where the Shulchan was located. Therefore, the Halacha also is that if you make any Kemitza by any Mincha inside the Heichel, it's Kshera. So Masav Rabbi Yemiya, Rabbi Yemiya asked the following Kasha. To Kamatz Misham, it says in the Torah, V'Kamatz Misham, the Kemitza should be taken from there. What does that mean? From the place where the Zohar normally stands. And the Zohar stands in the Azorah. The Zohar does not stand inside the Heichel. So therefore we have a Beferish Alimud, a Pasuk, which tells us that you cannot make the Kemitza inside the Heichel. Then Beseira says, Minayin, how do I know, Shem Kometz Besmoil, that if a person made the Kemitza, meaning the Kohen made the Kemitza with his left hand instead of his right hand, she yagzia, that he should return the flower, the yik might be a min, and he should make the Kemitza again with his right hand. Rashi explains that this really is not needed for the kasha that Rabbi Yemi wants to ask. However, since it's part of the Brisa, he quoted the whole Brisa. Talmud Leimas, Adas Ben Beseira, know this, V'komatz Misham, V'mokom Shekomatz Kvar, you should take the Kemitza from there, meaning from the place that you previously took the Kemitza, you should go ahead and take the Kemitza again. So Ika Diyami, some people say, Hu Maisav Lama Hu Mefarikla, meaning Rabbi Yemi, who asked the Kasha, he answered it. Ika Diyami, and some people say, Yom Alei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yemi, Batach Lifto, Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yemi, Batach Lifto, Azbruch Aloch, I will explain it to you, why? Loi Nitzricho, Elo Hachshiris Kol Azorah Kul. We only need this pasuk of Vekomatz Misham to tell us that the entire Azorah is kosher. Not to tell me that it must be done in the Azorah Lafuke to the exclusion of it being done in the Heichel, but it means to tell me you can do it anywhere you want in the Azorah itself. Why? Shaloi Taima, that you should not say, Hoyol V'Oyla Kochei Kochim, since a Karban Oyla is Kochei Kochim, U Mincha Kochei Kochim, and a Karban Mincha is Kochei Kochim, Ma Oyla to Una Tzofen, just like the Karban Oyla requires Tzofen, requires that it be done in the north part of the Azorah, Av Mincha to Netzafa, and so to a Mincha requires it should be done in the north part of the Azorah, meaning in the rest of the Azorah would not be kosher for a Mincha at all. Says the Gemara, no, I cannot compare Mincha to an Oila. Why? Because Mala Oila Shekain Kolol, an Oila, the whole Oila is burnt. And since the whole Oila is burnt, maybe that's why it requires Tzafan. But a Mincha that does not require Tzafan, I would never even begin to learn it from an Oila. And therefore, if I would never learn it from an Oila, what am I going to use the Pasuk for Kometz Misham to tell me? To the exclusion of the Heichel. So the Gemara no mechatas. I could compare it to a chatas, meaning that just like a chatas is kachi kachim and it needs suffering, so to a mincha which is kachi kachim needs suffering. Therefore, I need the pasuk of a kometz misham to tell me that any place in the Azorah is kosher. Says the Gemara, no, I don't need the pasuk for that either. Why not? Because malachatos shekain mekaperes uchay bekrisos. A chatas is more chomer than a mincha because it is mechaper and chay bekrisos. That's why a chatas needs suffering, and therefore I cannot learn a mincha from a chatas. And therefore, again, there's no reason for the pasuk of a kometz Misham, unless it's coming to tell me lafuke to the exclusion of the heichol. Sakti Gemara may Osham. No, I could learn it from Osham because once again an Osham is kachik kachim and it's in the tzafain. So to a mincha should be in the tzafain. Sakti Gemara, no. Mala Osham shekain mine domim. An Osham is more chamor than a mincha because an Osham has mine domim, meaning an Osham's kapora is done through dam rather than flour, which is done by a mincha. And Rashi says that the ikar kapora is done through dam because it says in the pasuk, Ki Adam hu benefesh yichapeh. So therefore, an Osham is mochama. That's why it has suffering. And I would never compare a mincha to an Osham. So once again, the pasuk of a kometz misham must be coming to it. Tell me to the exclusion of the heichol. Zakti Gemara, mikulu nami, and I can't learn from all three combined, meaning from oil achatas and asham. Why not? Shekein mine damim, because they're all mine damim, meaning they all have dam, and therefore they're all mochamad and a mincha. Elo itzuch, says the Gemara. No, I still need the pasuk, and I don't need it to the exclusion of the heichal. Why not? Because all kedait chamina, I might have thought. Hoyaluksiv, since it says the kriva el hakoyen the gisha el mezbeach v'kamatz, since it says that you shall bring it to the koyen the gisha el mezbeach and bring it to the mezbeach v'kamatz, and then after you bring the soilus, which is already placed in the kli sharis near the mezbeach, then you make the kemitza. So mahagosha, just like the hagosha, meaning when you bring it close to the mezbeach, b'keren jeroy mismarovis, that is done in the southwest corner of the mezbeach. Af kemitza, so to the kemitza nami b'keren jeroy mismarovis, the kemitza must also be done only in the southwest corner. Kamash Malon, therefore the Torah has to tell me v'kamatz misham, meaning I don't have to do the kemitza only in the Jeroimus Marovis after the Hagosha, meaning that once the Koyen brings the klisharis full of the soilus to the Jeroimus Marovis, I am not obligated to make the kemitza in that spot only, but v'kamatz misham frees me to tell me that I can do the kemitza anywhere I want after the Hagosha has been completed, meaning after the flower in the klisharis has been brought to the southwest corner, then I may take the klisharis and make the kemitza anywhere. However, I would include that even if I go into the heichal, meaning even if the Koyen goes into the heichal and does the kemitza there, would still be good. However, preferably, of course, it is preferable to do the kemitza inside the azara and not to go into the heichal. Zakti Gemara Vaita Gufa. Once again, we are going to go back and explain a statement made by Rambam on the bottom of Dav Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan said that shlomim sheshachten beheichal, that a carbon shlomim which normally should be shechted in the azara if the shechita was done in the heichal, it's kosher. Zakti Gemara. Kufa Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said shlomim sheshachten beheichal, shlomim that you shechted in the heichal ksherim or kosher shenema, because it says in the pasuk sheshachtu pesach oyel mayed, you should shecht them by the pesach of the oil might. The lo yehei tafel chamam an ikur, and the tafel should not be any more chamur than the ikur. Meaning, the tafel is the azora, which is the tafel, which is the less kadosh in comparison to the azora, which is the ikur, which is of primary importance. And therefore, if something can be shechted in the azora, it should definitely be able to be shechted in the heichal. So therefore, shlamim sheshachtu beheichal are going to be ksherin. So Macy Bay, Rectigamara, Rabbi Huda Ben Beseira says, Minayin, how do I know? Shemikifu Oideka Chavimetu Azoro, that if Goyim surrounded the Azoro, Shakahanim Nechnasim Lahechel, the Oichlam, the Kotche Kotchim, the Shari Menachis, that the Gahanim may enter into the Hechel and eat the Kotche Kotchim and the Shari Menachis, meaning instead of eating them inside the Azoro, they are now going to take them inside and eat them in the Hechel. How do I know Kahanim allowed to do that? Tamalayim, because it says in the pasuk, the kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu, that you may eat them in the kodesh hakadoshim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to eat them in the kodesh hakadoshim? Leima bechatzar oyel mayed yachlua. That bechatzar oyel mayed, meaning it says in the Torah, you can eat them in the chatzar oyel mayed yachlua. So now, if you can eat them in the chatzar, pelo yehei tafel chama menikar. Once again, let's say that the tafel should not be any more chomer than the yikr, meaning that if I can eat them in the chotzer, I can definitely eat them inside the heichel. Zakti Gemara, avoida, doing avoida, meaning bringing kabbonis, the adam oived, the makam rabbi, that a person works in front of his rabbi, amrinan, about such things we say, shlegei tafel chomer menik, that if you can do the avoida inside the azara, then kol shekein, you can do it inside the heichel. Achila, but when it comes to eating, she'ain adam oichol b'makom rabbi, that normally a person does not eat where his rabbi is located. So time of the cause of cross, since the Torah wrote the pasuk of b'kodesh hakadoshim, therefore I have a specific heter which allows me to take the food and eat it inside the heichal. All I cost of krah, but if the pasuk would never have been written, lo yehei tafel chama maniyika the svara, that the tafel should not be chama maniyika lo yamrinan, I would not say in this situation, because achila is completely different than avoid. Rashi explains that when it says Hikifo Evdi Chachamim Es Azara, that Goyim surrounded the Azara, he says L'Mukhama, they came for war, and the Kahanim therefore cannot eat in the Azara. Rashi says because they may get hurt by spears, meaning they may get killed. Therefore, they want to know if they can move into the Hechel to eat. Now, obviously, this is the Shiloh Sakonis Nefashis. So what is the Shiloh here at all? So we must say very simply that the Kahanim had what to eat, meaning if they went into the Hechel, there would not be a Shiloh that they would starve because they had nothing to eat. The question is that since they also had these Kabonis, which had to be eaten, meaning there was a mitzvah to eat them, are they allowed to take them inside the Hechel and eat them there? And if they are, then they definitely should. What is the question to begin with? So Rashi explains, because we know that by Kachim there is a Shiloh of Yitzia, meaning taking Kachim out of the prescribed area in which one must eat it, that would be called Yitzia, and it would passel it. So the question is that since they are supposed to be eaten in the Azara, if taking them inside the Hechel constitutes a Yitzia. So now the Shiloh is that if we're in a time of Muhammad and it no longer can be eaten in the Azara, but there is an option that they can be in the midst of eating them by taking them into the Hechel, so therefore the Gemara is asking a Shiloh, are they allowed to eat them in the Hechel? But Avada, if it will be a Shiloh, Sakonis Nefashis, and the Gemara would not be Nogeya. To which the Gemara over here answers that there is a special heter in the Targum that says Kodesh HaKadoshim, therefore the Kahanim should in fact take this meat into the Hechel so that they can be in the mitzvah of eating the Basar of Kachim in the Hechel. From Asugirat Mavur, but from the words B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, we allow a person, meaning we allow the Kahanim, to eat the meat in the Hechel. This is based on the Pasuk in Korach, Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud, that it says B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu. However, Rashi and Chumash quotes a Sifri, and he says the following, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu, Lomar al Kodesh Kachim is teaching us about Kodesh Kachim She'ein Necholen El Bazora, that they can only be eaten in the Azara Ula Zichrei Kahuna. Meaning our Gemara says that we learn from the words Kodesh HaKadoshim that you can eat in the Hechel. And Rashi says that from the words Kodesh HaKadoshim you learn that you can only eat in the Azara. So the Sefer Yad David here in Menachah says that this that Rashi and Chumash explains that Kodesh HaKadoshim means the Azara is not shver because our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. However, there is a Torah Kohenim that explains that pasuk in Korach that says Kodesh HaKadoshim, it does not mean the Hechel like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but it in fact means the Azara. Even though the Ramban in Chumash asks on Rashi that the words Kodesh HaKadoshim cannot refer to the Azara but refer to a place that has more Kedusha than the Azara, so the Yad David says, Eino Chanami, but this Torah's Kohenim must hold that the Lima from Kodesh HaKadoshim is Lav Dafka, meaning that it could come to mention only the Azara and not the Hechel. However, the Ramban asks a different kasha, and he says that according to Agumara, meaning according to Behudim Mseiru, who learns that the Kodesh HaKadoshim means the Hechel, why does it only mean the Hechel? Why shouldn't a Kohen also, under these circumstances, be able to eat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself? Meaning not only the Hechel, he should be able to eat in the Makom of the Aron, the place that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter only on Yom Kippur. So the Adavin answers that Eina Chanami, that the Lima from Kodesh HaKadoshim would include that you could really eat the Kachim anywhere, including the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, there is a different problem, that even though you may be permitted to eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim there, but you're not allowed to enter. And he says, even though by entering you will be mekayin the mitzvah asay, meaning of the achila, but that mitzvah asay of the achila will not be doichor alois asay that has a chi of misa. And one is chi of misa any time he enters the kach kachim. So therefore, even though theoretically a person would be allowed to take the meat inside the kach kachim, meaning the makum of the kach kachim is takaroi la achila, once we have the limud from this pasik, however, because of a different technicality of a dovet study, that entering the kach kachim there is a chi of misa, therefore the only place that the person, Lamaisa, would be able to eat the meat would be in the Hechel.